You're listening to KTXX FM and HD1 BK, KTAE AM Elgin, K270CO Round Rock.
This segment brought to you by U.S. Cryotherapy. Experience faster recovery and overall better health. U.S. Cryotherapy located in the Turquoise Building on 31st and North Lamar.
Guests on the horn appear courtesy of the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina is located on Highway 360, just south of West Bank Drive. Chad and Kevin are brought to you by Miller Lite.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain. We're looking about a four-hour flight time today. Got clear skies, good visibility. Flight attendants, please prepare for takeoff.
Afternoons on the Horn with Chad Hastings and Kevin Dunn.
You guys both look like you might want to hit me in the face.
On the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
Afternoon delight.
What to say?
You're damn right. Let's get on into March. Hour number one on a Thursday. Kevin Dunn is here. I'm Chad Hastings. Trey Elling producing. Getting you the great intros as always. Hope you're having a good start to March. How we doing?
Good. How are you?
Good weather today.
Yeah, great weather.
Very nice. Got out and played golf this morning.
Nice. How'd you shoot?
A little exercise.
Broke 100. Shot the J.J. Watt.
Where have you been? Because I know you've gotten better. Have you been around the 90s?
97's the number I always shoot for.
Okay, then good.
That's basically the handicap number for me because I'm like a 25.
It's supposed to have been a great day
so,
today.
It was nice. It was very nice. A little too much of the hawk out there for JD and the anti-wind golfers. The wind was definitely playing havoc. Now, were you ever around the older folks in your life that did the whole March thing about in like a lamb and out like a lion and all that stuff? Were you around those people?
If I was, I wasn't listening.
Okay, because there's a lot of, maybe it's a farmer thing, because I had so many farmers and farmers' wives around. My great-grandmother was a big superstition person, but then one of her things was about March, and if it goes in like a lion, it's going out like a lamb, and if it goes in like a lamb, it's going out like a lion. And most of the time what she meant was just basic weather,
right?
Rain, stuff like that. But I always wondered about days like today. Great day, but it's windy. I don't know how that, you know, counts. Like,
this
would
be a lamb.
I would think it's a lamb of a day, so yeah. That means the end of March will be crazy. So get ready, according to my great-grandmother. All right, so great day today. 67 for the high. Got a low of 44 tonight, and another nice day tomorrow. Partly cloudy and a high of 70.
Beautiful.
For your Friday.
So weekend good?
Very cool. The weekend, I think there are just small chances of rain I've seen, but what I've seen so far I think is going to be pretty good.
Okay.
We're actually doing a baseball game on Saturday.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Softball?
We have a good friend who is a Texas State fan.
Nice.
And my wife being an SFA fan, SFA's coming to San Marcos this weekend.
Okay.
So we're going to go catch the Saturday game and take my kid, because now that she's into softball, I want her to watch. She's really excited to watch a baseball game live.
Cool. So a lot of similarities.
Kind of right. Go over things with her, and like, she has positions she likes, and I'm going to say, hey, watch that second baseman. Watch what he does. Watch what he doesn't do. All that kind of stuff.
Good,
so,
good.
Yeah.
That's a great way to learn.
Yeah, we'll use it as a teaching opportunity.
If you see Ty, say hi to him.
I definitely will.
Love that guy.
He's been there a long time, too.
He has. He taught me at Gus's camp.
Oh, that's right.
Like 86, what 85 he, or 86.
So he'd have been a player then.
Uh-huh. And, yeah, he was backup second baseman to two damn good second basemen. He would have started at most places, but he backed up Bill Bates and then Todd Haney.
It was deep.
Todd Haney was a AAA Hall of Famer.
Some deep talent.
But Haney was behind Sandberg forever with the Cubs organization.
Another good player.
It's not always about you.
That's true. That is true. Sometimes it's about the depth.
Speaking of not always about you, Flavors of Austin this weekend.
Uh-huh.
Tyler
is that this weekend?
Yeah, it's this weekend. I'm going to try to get Tyler on tomorrow.
Very cool.
And just a great event. Earl is going to be out there. The 7th annual Flavors of Austin.
They're letting you MC this thing again?
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
I didn't mean to say it that way.
No, it could. No. Are you kidding me? That's how I ask myself.
But they know you, and they've let you do it a couple times now. How many times have you done it?
Oh, four. I think this is four.
Okay.
I missed one because I was with LHN, and I was on the road. But I believe this is four.
Every reaction I've ever heard is that you're amazing and they want you back all the time.
Well, I appreciate that. You know what it is? Because Tyler and I, like us, we mesh well.
Now, to be fair, the three people that I go off of are you, Tyler, and your mother. So okay. Those three,
that's always, all you need.
They tell me you're great.
Only people you need to ask. Don't ask anyone else, in fact. But that'll be this Saturday from 6 to 10 at the Hyatt Regency. You can go to proplayerfoundation.org if you want to find out more information. It is highlighted by some people from the National MS Society. It's just they're giving away scholarships when you're there. It's just a really good event. Really good event, especially with all the stuff that's going on that we talk about sometimes. You need nights like that.
Absolutely. No, it's always sounds like a great event. We'll definitely talk more about that today and tomorrow. So I could ask you where you want to go. I do have a suggestion of where we might want to start.
Okay.
Because we're both geeks and nerds for mock drafts and combines and drafts.
Let's start there.
And we got some numbers that we can actually give people.
And then let's get to... Well, Brad Kellner's already tweeted it out, you know, the man, and finally some honesty.
Uh-huh.
Boy, it's good to see Sean step up with honesty. We'll get to that. Let's start with some draft stuff.
I agree. That's where I was going to...
Because we all knew Sean is telling the truth. We know that none of these coaches pay players, so
right.
Once he came out and said it, we're good. We actually don't even have to talk about it today, but so let's start with draft.
So Sean Miller, yeah, we'll get you the update on the FBI stuff, but let's go geeky numbers here, because we can tell people how many reps Connor Williams had on the bench press. That is a 26
okay.
for Connor Williams.
Pretty good, isn't it?
Nice, solid number there.
What was the record coming in? Do we know that?
The record in terms of this year, for a while today, it was
Quentin Nelson.
Was Quentin Nelson, Notre Dame at 35.
Okay.
Then it was broken. Will Hernandez, the UTEP kid,
mm-hmm.
37.
I want to see high school tape of this guy.
And according, here's what I read a tweet.
How did he end up at UTEP?
I don't know.
I'm sorry, all you minor fans. I love y'all, but all of us, Longhorn, Aggie, Red Raider, Baylor, no matter who, Houston, probably thinking, oof, could have used an All-American guard.
I first saw the number when Rob Rang tweeted it out. Rob works for NFLDraftScout.com. We've had him on the show over the years, and Rob said, you know, Will Hernandez just set a new high for the bench press with 37. That is two more than Quentin Nelson, the previous leader this year, or anyone from last year. But I don't think that tells us what the all-time record is.
I don't think so, but the way he made it sound,
it's definitely
to start with, he made it sound like it's an all-time record.
It sounded like, right, like it might be up in that neighborhood. I don't remember many higher than that, so that's a huge number for him. The other Notre Dame guy, McGlinchey, the tackle, is at 27 on the bench, and the number that has started jumping out to people already, other than Hernandez at 37, is on the south end of bench press, and it's Orlando Brown of Oklahoma, 14. They don't love that number.
That's not good. We talked about it during the break. You'd see guys lifting in high school and the little squatted nose guard that could also bounce it off his chest, and you couldn't even see if the triceps had to close out to really extend and finish it off.
Mm-hmm.
Just 51. And then you see someone who's 6'8" and watching them go down and then go back up. It was like driving to Dallas when they're doing construction.
It's like watching
it was a long, slow process. And finally, the triceps. Oh, look how long his triceps are. Look at the extension on the back there. We can actually really cut this thing on. I couldn't even see the other guy's triceps. I didn't know he had arms.
It's like watching Tebow throw.
Yeah,
just
right.
It takes a bit.
So... You know me, I'm usually here to back a Sooner. But it's not great. I'd like more. Does have long arms. So does McGlinchey, though.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's
so
he's not the only
one. He probably needs to be more around that area.
Exactly.
I understand Quentin Nelson, who's more of the guy, is going to be in the 30s.
I'd be willing to bet you that tomorrow during the coverage in the morning when they're going over O-line stuff, Mayock's going to get on him about 14. Mayock's going to
say, okay, now
I got to go back to the film and now I got to do this. So that's a little bit of an alarming
go back
number.
To a sophomore film.
And now Will Hernandez, wherever he was in a mock draft, that number can help solidify things. There are numbers at certain positions that are big. O-lineman, obviously your 40 doesn't matter as much and your vertical doesn't matter as much. This is one of those numbers. For O-lineman, that's huge. 37. And if you don't remember...
I got the record.
I think most geeks know this, but we're talking 225 on the bar.
Yeah, 225. What is it? Steven Paya, defensive tackle.
That's the record?
Record. 49 reps in 2011.
49?
He's a defensive tackle, but that's the rep.
Oh, my God.
Actually, hold on. Maybe not.
40.
No, Justin Ernest pumped out 51 reps in 1999.
51? Oh, my. That's crazy.
He's putting it up.
That is absolutely crazy. So there you go. Some nerdy numbers from the combine. I'm sure we'll have more of those today. I saw a tweet today. It said, you know, the end of the tweet, but Orlando Brown is the size of a cruise ship. 14? There's going to be multiple people asking about that number.
Did I explain a little bit of that,
as it
though,
goes on?
With my...
No, I think you're... I think there's...
The that's, voices may have messed it up.
I think that's part of it, but like you
no,
said...
No, I know it's part of it. And part of it, too, is... He needs to get stronger and the lack of explosiveness there.
Because they're going to look at, they will look at that, but I bet you they go right to what you said right after, which is the, well, yeah, he ain't the only long arm dude here.
Yes.
And the whole point of this is we need long arm dudes with power.
Right.
And
so you got part of it.
Yeah. Some positions, like I was telling Rod Babers.
That's going to hurt him.
As we were switching over, I'm like, Rod, if you go to the combine and go 14 reps, it won't cause near the stir. As a guy like that.
If Dixon does 14 reps, you're happy.
Yeah, right. Who cares? What do you even expect from a
But
punter?
After last spring, I don't think that's going to happen. Yeah. I think that's why he definitely went pro. That, and he's in a cesspool of a generation that just tries to make everything now.
Maybe. No, wait. What happened last spring? I forgot.
Remember? Whenever they were going through the tough workouts, and that's when he was calling him the punter because Dixon was having problems getting through the boot camp.
Oh, see, I forgot about that part. Okay.
No, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah, I should have. I should remember the punter and the boot camp
stories.
That's
on you. That's
on me. That is totally on me. All right, so we'll definitely talk some football today. In fact, coming up at 4:05, we'll hit Jeff Howe from 24/7 Sports, even though he just had a child. His wife technically had the child, but they had a child. A lovely new daughter has arrived, but he is willing to come on and talk to us about sports stuff today. So we'll ask him about some Longhorn stuff, maybe get some combine thoughts from Jeff Howe.
And let's also be honest, guys at this point in the new baby game don't have a whole lot to do. So he's got time on his hands.
You're just taking care of the wife,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Helping with whatever she needs, but it's a lot of mom and baby sleeping, especially a week after the baby is born.
Yeah. Oh, God, that must be nice.
And he is rocking some paternity leave right now, which is cool, but he is going to come on with us today.
Oh, Jeff, you played that game.
And then I took a little. You remember?
I know, we all made fun of you.
Yeah. It took about a week or so, I think is what it was. It wasn't crazy. Maybe,
especially back then. Back then it was, you know.
May have been
back
two.
Then you were getting called all types of names behind your back.
It was fantastic time.
Jeez, am I a jerk for only taking like 2 or 3 days?
No, you're a jerk. Everybody does it differently, man. It's everybody's different story. Everybody's got their own thing.
You're a sucker.
Yeah, I'm a little bit upset about this.
At 5:05 today, we're going to go to Indianapolis and talk to Alex Dunlap of Orange Bloods and RosterWatch.com. He's there covering it, as he always does, breaking down the film and breaking down the guys. So we'll ask him about Orlando Brown with 14 reps, Connor Williams with 26, and what he's looking forward to these next few days.
So I just think about all three that I watch, and I'm more excited about the combine. Like, I'm thinking about watching that and recording that tonight as opposed to watching basketball. I don't know exactly what's on.
You won't have any combine workouts till in the morning.
Yeah, but I taped some of the stuff today in terms of just them talking about it. They were doing all types of coverage, and I think
now,
they showed...
Now, do they show you the reps? Do they show everybody's reps?
I believe they
reps?
Show some of that, too. I don't know. I was out all day. I just recorded a bunch of that. So.
See, that's a good point. I hadn't thought of... normally, I start...
I'm hoping.
I start watching in the morning, but I probably should be on NFL Network tonight checking it out as well. So we'll definitely talk football, but we also have some updates for you in the FBI college basketball probe. Before we go out west... Let's go to Michigan State, because Tom Izzo and his guys have already doubled down. He didn't miss a game coaching. Bridges didn't miss a game playing. And yesterday, he has determined where this goes from here. Oh, and remember, they did the internal investigation.
It's his choice.
Obviously. Internal investigation. Dude pays $40. They're done. That's Miles Bridges, correct?
Mm-hmm.
It's Miles,
Bridges.
Bridges there. Mikhail Bridges is at Villanova.
I just don't know what investigations he was talking about. There are so many. I like how he had to go plural with that.
Of course. Of course. They respond to all investigations there at Michigan State.
You know, the rape stuff, the paying stuff, the cheating stuff, all of it.
They react.
Parking tickets, throw it in there.
Kevin, they react to a lot of investigations. They don't start many of them,
right.
But they'll react. So what he said now is he's playing the let's just talk sports card. Stick to sports is what he's telling the media. He owes it. Yes, he owes it to the players, and he and the players will not answer any questions that are not about basketball.
Okay.
So that's where he's going. Then today, after on the Sean Miller thing, I have not heard any details of the Board of Trustees meeting, but it must have
going on right now.
Because it had to have gone well, right?
No, it's going on, I'm pretty sure, after his press conference.
Why wouldn't they? I would assume that they'd already met when he talked. Okay, so maybe
interesting.
He talks before. So he has a press conference, and man, did he double down. He went, whether it's right or wrong, I'm going to say he went Rafael Palmeiro today.
Yeah, well, we will see. Do I think he's definitely guilty? Absolutely. Do I think most of these coaches are? Yes. I think it's that bad, and I think it has been for that long. I think there's more guilty than not guilty, and it's been that way for a long time, at least at the top. Not talking necessarily once you get to the mid and to the bottom. Does he know that they maybe only have him talking about something and they can't prove it? Maybe. I think this all gets back to the kind of what he knows he said, and he's trying to go back in his mind. Okay, Dawkins, I've never met Dawkins in person, so we've got that going for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he thinks that, okay, they can't prove at all that we ended up giving him money.
Today he said that he never talked to Dawkins, that before he ever spoke to him, even the one time, that Ayton,
he said he did talk to him.
Yes, but that Ayton had already committed. Ayton had already, I guess, verbally, I don't think it was verbal or signed.
We'll see.
But that Ayton had already declared that he was going to go to Arizona. It's an interesting move. Again, he was very...
ESPN standing by it.
Very demonstrative, says, you know, he's never paid a recruit. I never have. I never will. He said there was no such conversation. My response to that, and I've seen people react to this since, saying, well, maybe ESPN's got some explaining to do. Well, maybe this and that. And I'm like, wait a minute. Let's go back to where this comes from.
Look, ESPN's at fault for a lot. Who are you going to – and I know how they really dig into this. They really, really dig. And then they double-check, triple-check a lot of things. I'm going to trust ESPN against Sean Miller or any college basketball coach right now. Sorry.
We'll see. I wouldn't even ask you to trust either one of those. Do you trust the FBI investigating and doing wiretaps? That would be the question.
I do, but is that ESPN somehow got that wrong and the FBI didn't tell them that that was the case? Because my guess is they did.
Yeah, did they mess up a name? It's like, oh, you said that coach and that player. We're so sorry. We misheard. I don't know if that is what happened.
I hope these guys, because a lot of these guys are going to try and snake out of this because they're snakes. And, man, I hope he can't snake out of it. I hope they all get nailed. I've said that. And they just completely blow up the sport because it's been dead for two decades. But these guys are trying with lawyers to sneak out of it. I just hope they can't. Sneak, snake, whatever you want to say.
Sneak, snake, snuck?
Yeah, snuck. Right, exactly.
Sean Miller is, he's definitely doubling down. And he's going to coach tonight. Arizona Arizona's playing Stanford at home.
Well, you had Romar coaching anyway, so...
Yeah, at 9 o'clock, FS1, he's on the floor. I said it yesterday. If you're going to be this defiant, why will you even go through the charade of not coaching?
Because their whole life is a charade. I've talked about it. These coaches, and that can be for football, basketball, and that's a lot of people just walking around right now. When you have to lie and put on a persona and a faux personality that much, you're constantly lying as much as he is. One, you probably start to believe it a little bit. But you've got no problem. I mean, your whole life is putting a charade to try and put out smoke or fires.
That's true. So he wakes up doing this every day.
This is who he is. This is who he has been.
Maybe not as big a deal. It is.
Good thing we didn't get Archie.
Man, it is just a. And the thing I keep wondering is because this whole thing started with some indictments, right? There are actual indictments, federal indictments.
One. Okay, here's
some
the other thing.
Assistant coaches.
Which is one of his guys. And you can't try and tell me that if one of his guys was paying guys, he didn't know. Sean Miller is guilty.
Right. So if that's true, A, why would he be so defiant today in this press conference?
B, all in.
B, why is the Board of Trustees even considering keeping his contract? But C, and most importantly, Kevin, if the FBI detect... Remember when the FBI did the big speech about this thing right at the beginning and said, don't have us call you... You need to call us. You're not going to get away with it.
Do you think these guys were going to call?
We know.
Seriously?
No. What I'm saying is they know the FBI is a part of this. Do you really want to do a press conference like this and make the FBI go, wait a second?
To piss them off a little bit?
What's he saying? We can't prove this?
Yeah.
He's basically daring the FBI to prove it. to prove
he is a
wiretap.
We'll see if they can.
Yeah, and that's going to be a big part of this. So,
if that's even what they want to. This may have just been something that came out with all the information they collected.
Yeah, maybe they don't want him.
But since they got one of his assistants.
It's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it stand a reason?
I've always said these guys have a lot of balls, man. And when I started sniffing through it, not the balls, but the BS, I realized, geez, one, I lost a lot of respect for the sport, but it's like anything in life. As you continue to go and you get a little more jaded because you realize there's a lot of stuff usually behind the curtain. Not always. And when there's not, and it's organic and real, and you realize that, oh my God, this is kind of what I thought it was, that is such a great feeling, right? But in basketball, it is just everything about it. That's why I compare it to the mafia, the way these guys come out in their suits. And the closer I got, the more inside I got, the more I wanted to puke. I
thought about you last night watching Jay Wright in Villanova. Man wears some suits now.
He does.
He wears suits that cost more than my car, probably.
He does.
Did you realize that, what's that guy's name? Is it Archie Diacono? Is that his last name for Villanova? His nickname is the Big Ragu. And Gus Johnson called him that during the game last night. Apparently that's what they called him, the Big Ragu.
Likes Ragu.
So, yeah, I don't know if it's a direct reference to that was a nickname on Laverne and Shirley back in the day.
Okay.
I don't know if it's that. I don't know where it comes from ultimately. But, yeah, I heard Gus Johnson, the Big Ragu for three. And Jay Wright was definitely rocking the suits. So there's your update in college basketball. There's a lot of stuff on the board today. We'll get you the big three coming up, including, if you missed those early combine numbers, the reps for offensive linemen. We've got those. Connor Williams and his bench press rep number. That is coming up. Also, some other notes from around the NFL. Of course, the combine workouts officially get started tomorrow. They're already starting interviews and drills and stuff in the last couple days. More coming up. Hope you're having a good start to your March. It is Thursday, and this is The Horn.
I don't want to be the last man standing, but wait a minute, maybe I do. If you don't mind, I'll start a new line to decide after thinking it through.
Chad and Kevin with you on a Thursday.
Go on,
if you don't recognize that voice, welcome to Earth. Trey, any particular reason, Mr. Nelson today?
Yeah, Willie has a new song out called Last Man Standing, and this is that.
Cool. Well, he released it on a Thursday just because he wanted to? Or it comes out tomorrow?
I think it's part of a new album, maybe.
Sweet.
You're allowed to release it on any day, right?
Willie can do whatever he wants. I guess. I don't know.
Is there music police?
It's a great question. I don't know. His last record was good. I can't think of a Willie record I've ever listened to that I thought was bad.
I haven't listened to anything that... I listen to Willie all the time, and he's one of my favorite. I haven't listened to anything he's put out probably since, I don't know, late 80s.
The writing
is the new stuff good? And by new stuff, yeah. I mean 90s on.
Writing's still great, and you know, it's all about do you want to hear the poet that wrote it deliver it, because some people love to hear Willie's stuff done by others, but I always love hearing him interpret his own words. Big shout out to Willie on March 1st here. Thought maybe Willie was in town or something. That would be cool too. But new music from Willie, always good.
He still lives here, doesn't he?
Always good news. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. No, I mean, I thought he would be like maybe live somewhere tonight. Is what
used to live right down the street, man.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
You guys,
he lived in Woods of Westlake.
You guys knew where Willie lived. Did you ever walk by and give him a shout out?
I would have been really young, but my sister would have been at Westlake with his daughter.
Oh, okay.
One of his daughters.
I had one opportunity to meet Willie, and I passed because it was just too. It was a little too overwhelming at that moment. Plus, he was hanging out with a bunch of the music radio folks.
Gotcha.
And I just didn't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
Didn't want to, you know, horn into that situation.
Good on you.
I tried to stay away from, but he was so cool. I mean, all the people just following him around the building, and he was so cool with everybody, man. Such a nice dude.
If Willie brought you out back and offered you up,
you
hit on his joint, would you do that?
Of course.
Okay. Oh.
It's Willie Nelson.
Beautiful.
Man.
Okay, good.
What about Snoop?
I mean... Probably.
It'd be a blunt, but...
Yeah, I mean,
I'd prefer that.
They're legends in the industry. So at that point,
they're legends in the industry.
Right? I mean, I think you'd have to.
That's where Chad breaks his morals.
I think you'd have to. Speaking of that,
it's not morals with you, it's legality. I forgot.
That's correct. Yeah, it is a legality thing. And speaking of that, coming up in the crap bag at 3:50, if you haven't heard how a Colorado law got a Texas coach fired, we'll get you that story, which is pretty wild.
That's a pro job right there. Did you see that? Not sure if that was on the table, but his mind goes, oh, wait a minute. This works.
Turn that into a bit of a tease. That was my tease anyway. I thought I'd deliver it slightly early.
It's not your first day.
That's right.
Usually with someone with my experience wouldn't call it out, but that's kind of what we do on this show, good or bad. So it was a good call out.
Curtains, kids. There's always, curtains on this show. They close and open often. All right, let's get you a big three here in the 3 o'clock hour.
The big three.
We have talked some combine already. We've got rep numbers for you. Connor Williams, 26 reps on the bench press today. That is getting it up. 225 is the weight on there, if you don't know.
Were you one of those people that made noise when you were lifting?
I did whatever I needed to do, but I wasn't a screamer because I knew it was like you had to focus every bit of your energy on doing this.
Right.
I had nothing extra for massive yelling. Right at the end of like the last rep as I'm trying to get it up and I need the spot, maybe. Maybe there's a little guttural grunt, but that's about it.
Right after chemo, I really got into it. I mean, I've been lifting before, but got really serious with it and had a good personal trainer just for a little while, Kai over here.
Yeah.
And he got me into the breathing aspect of it. The breathing's important. So if it's like an exhale, then that's one thing. But people that are screaming, I don't get that.
Maybe doesn't help them as much?
I don't think it does.
So at your absolute peak, what could you do with 225?
225, at my absolute peak, I would have been probably 20 or 21 years old and was on creatine and all that stuff and was about probably 20 pounds heavier. That was definitely the strongest I've ever been. Oh, man.
Could you get to Orlando Brown in 14?
No.
10?
No. Maybe.
Okay.
Actually, I don't think that. I never really did that. I was more into when we maxed out a couple times, but that was only maxing out.
Right.
So that was just trying to get one. We never did a weight like that where you're just trying to, you know, to kill yourself.
Right. Yeah, I cannot imagine. McGlinchey, 27. Quentin Nelson, 30.
And by the way, I wasn't that strong.
Quentin.
But I could, at one point, definitely lift that.
Yeah. Quentin Nelson, 35. And the new record this year, not the all-time record. Kevin looked it up. The record is 51. Nobody got that close. But Will Hernandez, the UTEP kid, 37 reps today. That is big time.
51 times?
51 is stupid. I don't even know what to say about that. I want to go get a recount for that. That's just crazy.
That's stupid, man.
51. So the combine continues tomorrow. Workouts start tomorrow.
I don't think I ever could have done that 5 times. I'm doing it in my head right now. I haven't lifted in forever, so.
At the height of my lifting and doing maxes and actually knowing it, I remember getting like 203 or 205 on the bar and going 3 reps. But 225... At my absolute best, I would hope I could go 5 to 10. Like maybe. Maybe. But I don't.
Right.
But I think if I got to.
At our strongest.
At my strongest.
Right. And right now, we would. I mean, the thing would fall on us.
Right now, I do not. I cannot guarantee you I could get a rep at 225.
I haven't lifted forever.
Yeah. Cannot guarantee you one rep in that situation.
We're getting there, though.
Yeah.
We're getting there. We're starting to get to that point down there where. Getting some weight on stuff again.
Really? Down in Newfane?
Jeez, yeah. I mean, I feel like at least an 11-year-old down there now.
They're getting some weight finally going.
Because everything was just like stretching and it was hard and it was good. And you may need to do that like if you're in the spot I was.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a good sign is once you start getting some, even a little bit of weight on there, right?
Oh, yeah.
A little resistance.
Just give me a little something. Yeah,
because it's good.
It always looks better than the bar. I mean, anything looks better than the bar.
Or when you're not using the bar.
Correct. Less than
when
the bar.
When you're on a wall.
Less than the bar is always.
Right.
That's not good either.
Has a special kid against the wall. He likes to lick it.
Another quick combine note I just saw as far as the Cowboys go for you Cowboys fans. Apparently, they have met with NC State running back Nyheim Hines at the combine. The thinking, Kevin, is that Alfred Morris may be done with the Cowboys. They want to move Rod Smith up to the 2-back and then have somebody battle Trey Williams for that third spot, and maybe Nyheim Hines is the guy. And speaking as an Aggie fan and a guy that's watched Trey Williams through his career, I would tell anybody that's trying to beat out Trey Williams for the third spot in Dallas, you better beat out Trey Williams for the third spot in Dallas.
Really?
I mean, I just don't. Okay. I just don't know that Trey's really, really going to blow anybody away at this point.
Well, gig him, huh?
I mean, I'm just trying to be real. I'm trying to be.
I know you are.
Trying to be real about it. Trey, I'm rooting for you. I want you to make the team. I've just been kind of watching that one through my fingers ever since he walked in, because I just don't quite believe that he's going to be able to stay very long. But the Cowboys looking at Hines there at the combine. We told you about Sean Miller, I just lost his name for a second. He may lose more, but Sean Miller, defiant today. He did not do any of the things that the FBI talked about, any of the things ESPN reported. And he says,
go ahead.
He says, I know there's an investigation. However, on this point, I cannot remain silent in the light of media reports that have impugned the reputation of me, the university, and sullied the name.
Why'd you take so long?
Of a tremendous young man, DeAndre Ayton.
Why'd you take so long?
Good question. Perfect question.
Weren't you just pounding your fist that night?
I know.
I'm innocent.
If you accuse me of cheating.
Talk to my lawyer and let's go through everything and see how we can.
Yeah, right. I don't understand.
Maneuver our way around this.
If you accused me of cheating on my wife in the 4 o'clock hour today, it wouldn't take me long to tell you I didn't do it. It wouldn't take very long because I know I didn't do it.
Define cheating.
Well, that's a whole nother discussion, I guess.
What if Wendy doesn't think, like you, that it's okay to rub someone's feet? We walk out there in 402.
There's no rubbing of feet. What are you talking about?
You're working Amanda, Angie, Natalie.
There's no feet rubbing going on.
You're working feet with your feet.
No feet rubbing going on. I certainly couldn't
do that. Does that ever happen?
No, I'm not that.
Foot on foot stuff?
Is dexterous a word? Dexterity? So it's dexterous? Is
dexterous.
That a word? Yeah. I'm not that dexterous, if that is indeed a word. If I was into feet, like you talk about and like the people believe that I am because of the incident.
Tweet I sent you?
I certainly would be massaging with hands and not my own feet. I have no idea how I would do that.
Or, yeah, okay.
I did not see. What did you send me?
A Michigan Dan? Michigan Dan had a nice picture of a female Michigan fan who had painted her toes and had a nice shot of her feet blue.
Oh, really?
So he just sent her a little shout out on Twitter, so I replied back to you.
So you retweeted it.
Of course. To you.
Of course.
At you.
You did.
Good friend that way. So we can start with, obviously, with the Book Richardson stuff. We know something was going on with Arizona, and the FBI has something on him. All this is that Sean Miller, with his lawyer, maybe they're throwing all the chips in, and to some degree they are. But they feel like they can get around this. Like they believe that it's going to be tough to prove that Ayton was actually paid.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Because the lawyer probably said, it's not a crime to talk about that, is it?
It's fair. Yeah, and I brought that point up the old
Abe Lemons.
The other day, right? If I'm just because I'm talking about something doesn't mean I did it, and how do you prove that we did it? The other thing is, the NCAA is giving them a bit of an out, because Emmert said, We have no investigation in place against Arizona, and we're not going to start one. It's up to them. It's basically what he said.
And the school's been investigating. They've had a self-investigation for 5 months. I mean, it's just hard, though, because the school knows. So
really? 5 months?
Yeah. I mean, I know. We all know that if you're playing at that level, the school knows. At least to some level, the school knows.
Yeah.
I would think most athletic directors know, right?
I don't know. I would think that one might be school to school. I'm not sure.
They're not that naive, man.
But see, here's what I don't know.
They're going to try to play the naive card here.
But
don't let them do it.
There's certain people in your hierarchy that you want them to have the plausible deniability, right?
Right.
You want your university president probably, and maybe even as high up as athletic director, to where if somebody asked them, they could say, I have no idea what you're talking about.
And when I'm talking guilty for us, the only thing that means guilty for us is public opinion. Right? Public opinion, we know these guys have been doing it.
That's true.
I know Texas has been doing it. Okay? You want to get down to that level?
Right. In the court of public opinion, I think there's,
yes.
And especially this story, these two stories coming out. Definitely.
I'm sorry. I'm just sick of having to try and tiptoe in fairyland. It's one of the great things about this show. Why I couldn't stand the other job at times is that I just can't. I'm, You know, it's, I think it probably leads to dementia and issues like that. Whenever you have to fake that long, and let me rephrase that, because I don't think people that get that, like all four of my grandparents did, were doing that.
Right.
But it can't be good for your mind. It can't be good for your soul.
It could drive you crazy, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that story's out there today, and Sean Miller will coach tonight when Stanford travels to Arizona, and you can see it on FS1 if you like.
I can picture all four of my grandparents who were pretty real being like, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
I lived a real life.
No idea.
That's the problem with that disease. Hit everyone.
And if you missed us talking about it earlier, Tom Izzo says only basketball discussions now for him and his players as they move forward. So to use Kevin's phrase, a lot of tap dancing going on, a lot of tiptoeing around things going on, but
yeah.
Each school is deciding how to tiptoe, how to take the next step.
They really are.
How to be, you know, how defiant are we going to be? And so far, other than Miller ducking out, everybody's being pretty defiant, because I don't remember a lot of those guys. I mean, Texas made their move with Eric Davis. They made the move with Sean Miller. I don't remember a whole lot of guys in that last report that would have been pulled off the floor.
No, I think I only saw two, was it? It was Eric Davis and someone else.
Yeah, that may be right. Because
Carter played.
Right, Wendell Carter's playing at Duke.
Sexton played.
Bridges played at Michigan State through the whole thing.
Right.
So they haven't really made, not many of the schools have made moves. All right, there's some big three. A lot of stuff going on today, including the beginning of the Combine. We'll talk about that with Alex Dunlap at 5:05. Orange Bloods, Roster Watch, he's in Indianapolis. Coming up at 4:05, we'll talk some Longhorn stuff and other things with Jeff Howe, the new father, at 4:05. Up next, let's try an afternoon blitz, shall we? Woo! Kevin was not happy yesterday. 447.
Was I wrong?
3776. I'm not saying you were wrong. It wasn't fantastic.
Were you happy with it?
I was not thrilled with it, no. There were a lot of issues with yesterday's blitz.
Boy, you protect this child like people protect college basketball. We need to stop protecting it so much and expose it a little bit.
There were a lot of issues. It was a bad day. It was a bad day for the afternoon blitz. I believe it can bounce back.
Oh, has it been a bad year for college basketball, or has this been a 20-year trend, Chad?
Please don't make the afternoon blitz into college basketball. We don't want that. The blitzers are not cheating every day.
There's about as many misses. Oh, well, no, that's not fair.
That is rude.
That's not fair.
447-3776. Get in line for an afternoon blitz. Then we'll get into the crap bag and tell you about how a Colorado law got a Texas coach fired. This is The Horn.
Here it is, stretch drive time for conference basketball regular season, and in some cases, conference tournaments already underway. The Big Ten tournament getting underway last night with a couple of double-digit seeds beating a couple of other double-digit seeds included in that group. Rutgers, the team that finished in dead last in the Big Ten Conference, eliminating Minnesota. Illinois lost to Iowa, so both Illinois and Minnesota, well, their seasons are over. For the Texas Longhorns, their season is far from finished, but they have work to be done. And that, of course, includes the matchup coming up on Saturday against West Virginia. Longhorns head coach Shaka Smart talked about the importance of that matchup.
It's the next game, and it's where our focus is. And obviously, it impacts the Big 12 tournament and who we play and where we're seated. But obviously, they're all important. And, you know, as it relates to the NCAA tournament, you know, there's multiple ways to get to where you want to go, but certainly a win on Saturday would be unbelievably big.
Yeah, that phrase quadrant one victories, that really does ring a bell at this time of year, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, and I think it would be our sixth, I believe, you know, which would put us in a really good place, I guess, resume-wise. You know, I'm not an expert on all the other teams and where they are, but I know six is better than five.
Texas State, meanwhile, is back in action tomorrow, a Friday women's-men's doubleheader beginning Friday afternoon at Strand Coliseum in San Marcos, Texas State against UTA. The Texas State women have won 20 games now, and they've won 8 of their last 10. On the flip side of that, the Texas State men have dropped 8 in a row as they try to conclude the regular season on an up note. More on all of those matchups coming your way in a preview of Longhorn Baseball tomorrow morning in our next report. I'm Craig Way.
The Horns text line is brought to you by Specs, a Texas-sized selection of wines, spirits, finer foods, and specialty beers. Cheers to savings.
The Blitz.
All right, it is afternoon blitz time. Let's see what it sounds like today. 447-3776. Line them up. We'll take five calls max. God help us. Blitzer number one, you're up.
Man, all this stories about the scandals in college basketball, I'm just shocked. I mean, next you're going to tell me that Willie smokes weed or Barry Manilow's gay.
I know, and that's why even the stories, like we were talking about earlier, even if he's not on the wiretap, it doesn't matter. We all know Sean Miller's guilty. Stop. And he's not the only one.
Blitzer number two, you're up.
It's not the blitzer's fault. When you call in and get through, there's a bell. And then when it's your time to talk, you get the same bell. So if you call in or and get through right away, you only get one bell. It's not our fault.
Wow, that was explained. Okay.
Like bells ring when you call?
That was a legitimate reason.
I didn't know bells rang when you called.
You should get two bells. The bells you're on, boom, the bells, like your bells you're on, now the bells you're really on.
Gotcha, okay.
I'm online and I'm on the air.
But it also doesn't apply here.
Yeah, I never heard of the bells. Blitzer number three, you're up.
The NCAA is so corrupt. What a poor, terrible run organization. This is Donald Trump.
Blitzer number four, you're up. Nope. Something crawling through a
that
hole.
That double bell thing.
That's a double bell. Let's try the last one. Blitzer number five, you're up.
Yeah, let's roll out the PC carpet for our Stanford Cardinals with some chainsaws and some shotguns for these pita loving barbecue tinderbox to dump of a state that they live in.
Wow. Digger getting
ready. That's the story of Mike Matheny.
Digger.
And the bird poop.
Is that Digger getting ready for the Stanford baseball series?
Is that when is that?
Is that what I'm hearing? That's next weekend.
That's not this weekend, right?
No. They're going four with Northwestern this weekend, no midweek game next week, and the same four-game schedule for Stanford. All at home.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
Correct. Thursday, Friday, doubleheader, Saturday, Sunday. I think they're doing the same pattern.
So Friday, doubleheader, Saturday, Sunday?
Yes. Right. Saturday's the doubleheader day.
I didn't go Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
If I didn't say that.
Because of school and the student athletes.
Clearly. I know Northwestern, they're doing the doubleheader. I'd have to double check on the Stanford. Digger and all those blitzers, we do appreciate that today. Not a bad blitz. Let's go to the crap bag here in the 3 o'clock hour.
Chad's crap bag.
Crap bag. If you need an easy way to remember it, just think of a bag of crap.
All right. Possibly one of the greatest emails that has ever been sent to a prospective athlete in the history of college athletics. So, until recently, a man named Mike Jeffcoat, who played for the Rangers back in the day, by the way, was the baseball coach at Texas Wesleyan. And he was, you know, doing like every coach does, going through the recruiting process.
Where is that? West Texas?
And nowadays, Fort Worth.
Fort Worth?
Fort Worth area. So, he's going through things, and there's an 18-year-old named Gavin Bell, who's a senior at Cherokee Trail High School in Aurora, Colorado, and he was sending Mr. Gavin an email. It was a thanks but no thanks email in terms of recruiting, and it got a little specific. Quote, unfortunately, we are not recruiting players from the state of Colorado. In the past, players have had trouble passing our drug test. We have made a decision to not take a chance on student athletes from your state. You can thank your liberal politicians.
Oh, my God.
Best of luck wherever you decide to play, end quote. So Bell gets this and says, I didn't
Do
know.
Do you need to throw that in there at the end?
But
are you that pissed off about that?
Wow. The kid says, I didn't know what to do with it. He said, I really wasn't intending to do anything to hurt anybody or get anybody fired. He was just talking to coaches.
I'm glad he did.
Talking to coaches and loved ones saying, what should I do with this? And
it's idiotic.
He decided to go to a TV station with it, and they fired him today.
Yeah. I'm usually not down with those firings. I am with that. If you're going to throw that into all the kid's doing is trying to get recruited, right? And for you to think that every kid there is smoking weed and to then say, you need to go talk to the politicians there and try and get things changed. Really? On either side, that would be idiotic.
That's crazy. Yeah, they say they're firing him for that.
What if Colorado said to a Texas kid, yeah, we're not going to recruit you because we know you guys are big gun people. We don't want you shooting up the whole campus. What?
Yeah, I mean,
you know how big the state is, you moron?
Yeah, that would be bad.
Why don't you get to know me a little bit?
They say, that's what recruiting's about, right? Trying to know the kid. They say they're firing him for that,
plus he's not a good coach, right? That'd be funny if they said that.
Yeah, right. Plus an NAIA violation that was happened under his watch. So they're going to put those two things together, and they fired him today. So there you go. A Colorado law takes down a Texas coach.
All good to get political. There's no you can't in that position, and to do it to a kid like that. I mean, that kid must have looked at that and been like, "There's is this a prank?"
Right. The kid is just trying to. And what was he
trying to go play college baseball somewhere?
What was his comment? What does it have to do with anything with me playing baseball because of past encounters and not taking a chance with me?
Yeah.
Like you said, it's about him. It's about that kid. So that coach, I'm sure, will learn a lesson. That's crazy. I never would have even thought of that a group of coaches would sit in another state and go,
I didn't either.
You know what we're not going to do? Recruit Colorado kids. Why? What if he's really good? And what if this? I mean,
that's what I'm saying for either way, though.
No, pot laws. That's a problem.
Right.
They're going to fail tests.
I'm not going to recruit an Alabama kid. He probably can't read and probably just a big redneck, right, Chad? I don't know. But why don't you get to know him first?
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Take a shot. Maybe want to find out.
How about a 5-minute call?
Who was the guy at...
Or just say, no, I don't think you're good enough.
Who was the guy at Florida State that was a Rhodes Scholar and smarter than all of us? Antrel, not what was his name? Roll.
Roll. Myron Roll.
Myron Roll. Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. Maybe, just maybe, the kid...
He's a Roll? Oh, man, remember Samari and all those other Rolls? And I have no idea if they weren't smart or good kids. I'm just throwing this out there as a possibility. You know, it would be like, oh, we're not going to recruit a Roll kid.
Yeah, right.
Hey, they want to check on Myron.
It's a little different. It may be a little bit different on that. Yeah, that's a little crazy. And the fact that...
Like I went Samari Roll?
That was good. No, probably, yeah.
Not Antrel.
Yeah. Because if the kid does happen to do the pot... and might fail a test, it really is about the kid smoking pot. It's not really about the laws of the state he came from. How would that, I can't believe
well,
that
Well, they're saying that it's a lot more accessible right now, so maybe, and that they're telling you that it's okay. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of twisted logic in his small brain, but regardless of that, you don't need to be throwing your political thing on the end of a recruiting letter where you're telling the kid. I mean, like, what?
That is wild. Yeah, I know.
How did he not think that was going to get out?
That's so bizarre.
Because he didn't think?
He did not think. He did not think. There's your crap bag story. Also, just a mini crap bag story. Ray Carruth now says he no longer wants custody of his 18-year-old son. He'd written a letter to the TV station. Now he writes another letter saying, everybody calm down. I'm not going after custody. I will leave them alone. And now...
You don't need to leave him alone. He wants to be a part of his life, right?
That really is going to be left up to the grandmother. And he said, now he's backing way off and saying, look, I'll leave them alone and all this stuff. And I know it's not up to me and I know I'm not going to have a relationship, but I'd like to be in his life, you know, in certain ways. It's really going to be up to her. And she said, has said she's forgiven him. And now it's all about what can happen from there.
But, when's he getting out?
It's October, I think.
Hmm.
I think it's this October when he will be released. So, crazy story there. I'm sure we'll get updates on that one at the end of the year. All right, there's some crap bag up next. It is Jeff Howe, the new father from 24/7 Sports and CBS Sports. Talk some Longhorn stuff with him, including the incredible name of the recruit that verbally committed to Texas yesterday. I'll get him to talk about him. We'll talk some other Longhorn stuff and maybe some combine as well, like Longhorns in the combine. Coming up on the Horn.